This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado has a new national monument. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports from Camp Hale, south of Vail.
With a stroke of a pen, President Biden signed the Camp Hale Continental Divide National Monument. It protects about 58,000 acres in Eagle and Summit counties. This was something that was pushed for by Democratic leaders, Senators Michael Bennet, John Hickenlooper, Governor Jared Polis, and Representative Joe Neguse. And at the ceremony, there were about more than 200 local Coloradans, elected officials, ranchers, farmers, outdoor recreation enthusiasts, conservationists, all there to witness what they've been working for years, which is added protections on these public lands.
That's CPR's Caitlin Kim. Denver has a new program to shift low-income households away from gas stoves and furnaces. Katrina Manigan is with the city's climate office. She says the new $6 million program will electrify 200 homes across the city, replacing fossil fuel appliances with all-electric alternatives.
It has the goal to not just reduce greenhouse gas emissions, but really target homes where there are health issues directly related to indoor air quality.
Studies have found kids are more likely to develop asthma in homes with gas stoves. The defending champion Colorado Avalanche start their new hockey season tonight. The Avs host the Chicago Blackhawks at Denver's Ball Arena starting at 7:30. Before the game, Colorado will raise a championship banner to celebrate winning the Stanley Cup in June. Right now in Denver, it's 68 degrees. This is CPR News.